Today's episode is supported by Spun Out.
You know, I've definitely noticed people being way more open online about mental health lately.
Yeah, and that's a good thing, especially when people are talking honestly about stuff like self-harm or eating disorders or suicide.
But it can also feel a bit tricky, like you want to respond well, but you're not always sure what the safest thing to say is.
Exactly, and that's what Safer Conversations Online is all about. It's a free online course from Spun Out, supported by the HSE.
It's practical and really easy to get through, with short videos, clear explainers and stories from real people.
Plus, some interactive bits that help you think about how you actually show up in conversations online.
So whether you're posting, replying or just trying to support someone,
it's a really useful one to check out.
You'll find it at spunout.ie/safer conversations.
That's spunout.ie/safer conversations. Go Loud.
Would you like to come and stall it?
Ah, will you just stall it, look?
I'd like to come and stall it.
I'm not really in the mood.
Well, come on and bleed and stall it.
Yeah, house hatcher.
I'm not a house hatcher.
We'll stall it for the crack. We're gonna have a laugh.
How are you? You alright? You there. Sitting there listening to this, you alright? Episode 245. Is it?
Yeah.
245.
How are you? Hand off the
more
stick.
More Premier League goals than Wayne Rooney, that. I think he might have a little bit more than that, does he?
255, is it? Maybe we're 10 away.
More Premier League goals than the majority of players.
Yeah.
Haaland doesn't have that.
Fucking, I know.
Or Eusebio.
Szoboszlai.
Dominic. Some free kick on him.
Class. Good player. Good baller. Do you know who's good? Doku from Man City.
Jeremy.
Is that his name? Jeremy Doku?
Jeremy Doku, yeah.
Oh my God, what a player. I feel like I never really watch a Man City match, but I watch him against Real Madrid.
He's missing the last little thing, isn't he?
No, he has it all.
You think so?
I think he has it all. Oh my God. If he just had more support behind him, I think it would be... I was just watching him against Real Madrid and he just didn't put a step wrong.
Yeah. They lost though. Ha.
Ha. Sickener.
Imagine we just turned this into a football podcast.
Oh, lads, we were talking about Bodo Glimt and how they're going to win the Champions League.
5-0.
But they beat them. They beat Sporting Lisbon 3-0 in the first leg.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, right, Sporting will win the second leg, but they're not going to come back 3 goals. 5 goals they banged in and put our baby Bodo out of the bleeding competition. Disappointed.
Yeah, they definitely just got together and goes, lads, come on, Bobo Glint.
This is ridiculous.
Bobo.
This is ridiculous.
Think of that, lads. It's in the name. Can't be losing here.
Isn't it mad the difference playing away versus home? The actual advantage of playing at home is so massive, isn't it? Oh, yeah. I used to think it's a game of football. It doesn't matter if you're home or away. It's a fucking football pitch. It clearly matters.
Yeah.
It matters by the difference of 8 goals.
100%.
Not if you're Spurs.
Well, yeah, Spurs like, just bleeding trash.
It's like home is away and away is still away.
Everywhere's away.
Everywhere they go is an away game. They're like, oh shit, we're back at Tottenham Hotspur Stadium.
Insert stadium in here.
Say White Hart Lane.
Yeah.
Oh, bollocks, we're back at White Hart Lane. Oh no, this team that's coming, we're going to lose.
Oh no.
Such a bad team.
Can't think of a tougher matchup than West Brom at Tottenham Hotspur Stadium.
Millwall.
It's a bit sporsy, that, isn't it?
It's,
tell you, if we did a football cast, I'd say it'd be like the overlap.
A football cast?
Yeah, do a football cast. What's your hot take this week? Bobo Glint, sometime. Who do you support? Bobo Glint?
Bobo Fe.
Bobo Fe.
Class. Man United in the Champions League next year. That's exciting. Something to look forward to. Innit?
No.
No? Does that make you nervous?
Oh, I don't know.
Few summer signings.
Ah, yeah, that'll be good.
Champions League. Class. No Casemiro.
We never talk about football.
I know. Not allowed.
Like, and it's embedded into us. Like, we talk about, I live and breathe it.
Like, we'll talk about it on the fucking on the balcony. In the
we talk
area.
About football more than we talk about AI or the pyramids.
Pokemon.
Yeah.
All of that.
Pokemon and, yeah.
People that listen to this probably think, like, them two lads hate football. They just, like, smell like people that don't like football.
Yeah. Fucking geeks.
What's your era? What's your era?
Early 2000s to 90s. Now?
Yeah, 95 to 2004.
Oh, I think 95 would be a bit...
Too far back for
too
you?
Too far. I'd be only bleeding 3 years old.
Prime. In your prime. But do you not study the football? Do you not look
Andrei
back at the
history? Andrei Kanchelskis and the lads.
All the bleeding documentaries and everything.
Ah, yeah. The Premier League years. Or the... Wouldn't be the Premier League then. Was it?
Yeah. See, I think you can know about football now and not have to know about the history of football.
No, you don't need to know.
It's like American football. You know, people are into American football now. You don't have to be... You don't have to know the history or who won the Super Bowl the most amount of times.
No.
Don't have to know that that's the New England Patriots. It doesn't matter. You can still like it.
Yeah.
You still appreciate a good thing.
100%.
Do you know what I mean, Ed?
It's like music, isn't it? You don't have to go back to Beethoven B-sides.
Yeah.
To appreciate the music that you like now.
You just know the classics, you know. Hmm. And people, the snobs in all walks of life, and you say, oh, do you know what? I love Outkast. Yeah, who says that? I love Outkast. But then people are saying, oh yeah, I loved Andre 3000's early stuff. I'm like, no one listened to that. No one listened to it.
They only know Hey Ya, and that's the end of it.
I'm sorry, Miss Jackson. Woo.
But the older stuff was like more grimy, wasn't it? Like it was...
Yeah, grittier, less gritty, poppy.
Like, yeah.
Less mainstream.
I was watching a documentary last night. I can't even think the name of the two fellas. They were like a double act. It's on Netflix, only... uploaded, but it's from like 2013. They're like two American rappers, like a duo, and
on deck.
Yeah, man.
No way.
But they were on like TV and they got a record deal with Sony and everything, and they were like saying they're from like California and stuff.
Oh, the white lads.
Yeah, do you probably?
I've seen the documentary popping up on my Netflix, and I'm dying to watch it.
They're from fucking Scotland.
Yeah, it's complete fraud.
It's just Dundee's personas, like they were rappers from Scotland who couldn't get like anywhere, couldn't even get a gig in a local public.
Yeah.
And they just like put an American accent when they were ringing up like around for a bookings and stuff, and they were like, we're from California, like, oh, we'd love to hear more, like, can you send us in your music? So on a record deal and all, like, with Sony.
Amazing, isn't it?
They were going like at the Brit Award, bunked into the Brit Awards and everything. It's a very indie documentary. It's like, wasn't made for Netflix. It was like 2013, and a lot of it is shot like on the fly, where it's like, can we get a space in here somewhere and just record it and just answer these questions, like, and the audio's pretty bad and all. Can't think of their names. What's their names? But I went on to Spotify and typed them in, and like, they don't have that many listens, like.
Oh, is that music on Spotify? Yeah. Everything, yeah.
It's like Milli Vanilli, but like a different way of doing, like, obviously Milli Vanilli were miming the songs, someone else was singing them.
Were they?
Very Milli sad Vanilli, story, yeah. That's you.
And Boney M, yeah?
Boney M, yeah.
It was down to their agent, though. Was it their agent or their manager or something had them all just doing that, like?
Is it called The Great Hip Hop Hoax?
Yeah, that's it.
Mm.
But it's like Flip and something.
Gavin Bain and Billy Boyd.
Bain.
Proposed as California rap duo called Syllable and Brains.
Yeah, that's it. I never heard of them, like.
Me neither.
I watched like an hour of it, like, it's like an hour and a half. But like, there's like cartoon illustrations playing out through it that looks like a child drew it. And that just threw me off. I'm like, ugh, fuck off. Do you know what I mean? Like,
you watched an hour and a half of it, yeah, and then gave up.
I was watching for a bit, like, and it wasn't all throughout, like, but it was like they didn't have enough footage, so they just like made these shit drawings of scenarios, like.
Yeah.
That just threw me out of it. I was stuck with it. I was like, what does see what happens?
Well, when you commit,
they went off the rails, though. They were getting like 100 grand and all, and like a record deal worth like $500,000 and stuff.
Really? Jesus.
And they just pissed it all against the wall. There's like scenes in the documentary where they're like on a busy street, like say like outside having a point or something. And he's just like whips his thing out and starts pissing in your man's hand. He starts throwing it on his face. And
what?
They're trying to do like some sort of like jackass thing, like putting everything on YouTube of their journey and stuff. But it was pretty sick. Like, I was like, why would they even put that in there?
Oh, it was in the YouTube era. I thought this was like 90s.
Now it would have been early 2000s, yeah.
That's mad. I think it's very easy. I think it's pretty easy to get a record deal now. No, a lot. Is that a weird thing to say?
Is it?
I think so. I think you could get a record deal. I was down at the podcast awards when Ireland were playing Portugal, and there was a fella down there doing a speech, a talk, and he was like the head of Polydor Records, and he was just talking about the process of, you know, he's half expecting people to approach him at that event saying, here, listen to me CD or whatever, do you know what I mean? I hear, listen to it. But now it's just all kind of TikTok. If you can go viral on TikTok,
that's
like,
the way it's done now. Yeah.
They just go for you. And if you know how to do that, then you could get a record deal. If you know how to blow up on TikTok. And then if you sign with Polydor or Sony or any other label in the UK, then the US labels come in and just give you like 10 times more money to leave them and go to the US.
Yeah.
They just poach the talent from the UK.
So in that documentary, there's like people from America, record labels that are trying to sign them, like.
Yeah.
And they're like, well, we can't fucking do that because the jig is, we have Scottish passports, like.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
But it's mad how it works, like, the way, like, who's a good example? Like, most of it is, like, I feel like a lot of songs that you hear on the radio is like, you just listen to it and you're like, that's a TikTok song. Do you know that way?
Yeah.
Like, that's a TikTok song. People are dancing to that. I've seen people dancing to that on TikTok and...
Like Seema. She did The Butcher, The Baker.
It was a dance, like, on TikTok.
Became a dance on TikTok, went viral, and then everyone wants a piece of her. Do you know what I mean? Now she's signed.
I need to do that.
I've been saying it to you for years, make music. Make music. That's the key to tons and tons of money. Like, so much money in music. Even though people say, there's no money in music. There is if you don't take it seriously.
There is if you don't need money or expect to make anything.
There is if you only want to make a silly TikTok.
Yeah, if you want to do a TikTok.
There's loads of money if you don't want any money. Yeah.
I think there's money in comedy music, in kind of ironic music. The kind of rubber bandit stuff. Yeah. Like Paddy's Day, and I'd say Horse Outside made the lads thousands. And all they had to do was just sit there in their bedrooms. Wouldn't have to go out. But like if they were still operating and if they were still walking, imagine the gigs that they'd be doing in America around Paddy's Day.
Yeah.
Be huge. They must have made so much money in their heyday. They were at every festival. They were selling out gigs.
I went to see them live in Academy years ago. It's like kind of the end of it. End side of it, like. And they were fucking amazing, man. So good.
Brilliant. Brilliant. Money to be made in the music industry, I'm telling you.
Yeah, get on it, lads.
What are you waiting for?
Get off your hole and get on it.
Fucking none of them. They're rotten.
Jesus.
Did you do anything for St. Patrick's Day?
I put up loads of IKEA furniture. And that was me.
In your house?
Yeah. No, outside in the garden.
Well, I'm thinking, where are you going to fucking put all this stuff?
No, I got a new wardrobe.
Again? This is like the third... Since we've done this podcast, since you've been in that apartment, you've gone through about four wardrobes.
This is the third one.
This is the third wardrobe.
What are you doing to these
wardrobes? Furniture only has a certain lifespan.
What the hell?
Especially when you have hordes of clothes. You'll probably have fitted wardrobes, do you?
No.
No.
At the IKEA?
They were just there from when we moved in.
Flat pack?
No.
Proper yokes?
It's just a fucking wardrobe. Like, it's just a wardrobe. Big,
do you have IKEA wardrobes? Or do you have proper yokes?
Fitted.
Yeah, exactly. They last forever.
What are you doing to these? Are you going in and swinging off them like a playground? Or?
Sitting in them and all, hiding.
Having a barbecue.
I'm hiding seek in the gaff, like.
Yeah.
And Amy's trying to find me. I'm sitting on one of the shelves and then it just collapses.
But then you can just replace, like, the shelf. You're getting a whole new wardrobes.
Yeah. So you just need
you're running out of ways to spend your money, man.
Do you change it up then, each wardrobe?
Like,
do you know what? I'm going to... The newest, the latest wardrobe innovations. Are you going, oh... Like, are you into wardrobes?
Well, yeah, we'd be into them, yeah.
No. So what do you look for in a wardrobe?
As much as the next person.
Apart from your clothes.
He's trying to find Narnia.
Yeah, that's
what he's trying to do.
I'm like, I just need to find this portal.
Aslan, are you in there?
How can I forget?
These are
the... No, the doors and all were falling off the wardrobe.
How?
Just fucking poxy. I did them wrong. But like...
I'm just swinging.
You know the little circular things that you turn with a fucking flathead screwdriver to like lock it in?
Allen keys.
No.
No, the little circle thing.
No, the circle. You,
yeah.
IKEA standard way of connecting the things together with the little wooden pole, little thingies as well. So like they just snapped like, and then the hole on the wardrobe that goes in, it's just like withered and all. Like it wouldn't fit another one in. Do you know that way? You'd have to get like someone in to fucking glue it all together or something. Do you know what I mean? Like, and I'm just not going to them efforts.
You should have just paid a professional to do it for you.
Will you fix me IKEA wardrobe?
Yeah.
He'd be like, what are you on about?
There's people that do that. There's a handyman. That handyman.ie where...
Really?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. People come out with 50 quid.
And they'll just do like their version of how to keep that together, like?
No, they'll just make it for you and they'll do it proper. They've got better tools and they're just...
They'll just redo it without doing it that way, but they'll do it their way where they like would have the tools to... Yeah, okay. Nah, wanted a new one. I had to get rid of some money. That was minding. I was minding some money for someone.
Yeah, babe, I have all this money. What am I going to do with it? I don't know.
Yeah, what's that coming out of the floorboard? Oh, it's just 50. Is that 50 or 100? No, it's 50. I just got like that with your foot. Like you're stepping on the smoke. Just trying to get it back in. Talking to someone in the kitchen like that. Fuck.
Did you want to be in the parade when you were growing up as a kid?
No.
No? It was my dream to be in the parade.
Was it?
I'd have loved to. Yeah, because...
Then what?
I just always thought it would be...
A little dance?
Walking. kids do yeah, fucking walking, nothing. Yeah. Especially in the country.
And here's everyone now. Here's all the umphas from Summerhill.
Ah, aren't they lovely there now? They're... No, just the boys from the youth centre. Let's get them up to O'Connell Street quick.
They're just walking.
Yeah. Wouldn't have any talents. Oh, now here's the lovely Americans dressed real nice, big brass bands. They have to, all year, so you know when the Americans come over?
Yeah.
They're fundraising for the whole year. They find out like this week there'll be a school in Idaho, let's say, and they'll say, we want you for the St. Patrick's Day parade to do the brass band, bring your school band over. And they'll, because there's so many of them, they need to book out planes, multiple planes to get them all over. And they have to do fundraising from now till then to raise up all the money.
Wow.
To get over their costumes, their instruments.
Big drums.
Themselves and their families come over. And then they have to book hotels while they're over here. Big drums. Like, it's a big deal for them coming over.
How many would come over? Many people?
Yeah. Hundreds.
Hundreds, yeah.
Hundreds.
Mm.
From one school. And then there's multiple schools.
Jesus. I didn't know that.
You don't think about it, sure you don't.
No.
And then you just have the lads from the local youth centre showing up in costume made from crepe paper and
mallet.
Yeah, just covered in mallet.
Here's all the lads from O'Connell's now with the mallet in their hair. Hey, all right, my story.
The mallet in
that. It's O'Connell's, isn't it?
Smoke.
Is that your skill?
Vape.
Is that your skill? Did I get the skill right?
O'Connell's, yeah, O'Connell's.
Doing wheelies.
And here's all the lads from LCA and Benevin. Oh, look at that. I did LCA.
Ah, don't they look lovely on their scooters?
In fact, they all look lovely on their scooters.
500 yup rolls just going up the street.
Yeah. Oh, stop. But yeah, we went down to Drogheda and we were thinking after the parade, we'd do something, go somewhere. But there's nothing in Drogheda. Drogheda is dead.
Why Drogheda? Why'd you go there?
We thought... Not going to go through the stress of going into town because you can't find a spot. Like, it's mayhem.
Yeah, so you went to Drogheda. Was there a parade on there?
Yeah.
Shy?
Yeah, it's crap. Yeah. Yeah, really crap. Like, literally just... There was one part of it, and I thought it was the end, was just loads of bin trucks. But it's just like a local business. A
local bin company?
That has bin trucks. And you're like, oh, there's the...
Are they wheeling bins, like, and just waving on them?
No, it was like a truck.
Right.
Just a full truck. And I was like, oh, there you go. There's the... trying to say to the kids, Ollie and Becca's like, oh, look at the bin trucks. Thinking, what the fuck? And then they just have, like, teddy bears attached to it and stuff, trying to make it somewhat festive. It wasn't.
I was always unimpressed by the Paddy's Day Festival here when I was younger.
It's the worst.
They never had, like, and that you're like, no way. Like, when you look at, like, Ireland it's an Irish thing, or Dublin in particular should have the best Paddy's Day festival
in the world.
In the world, like,
yeah,
bar none. Like, it's fucking air thing. Like, and then you look at the ones in America, and they've got blimps bigger than fucking buildings.
Yeah, but we can't have them because
it's
you know
restrictions.
What? There's restrictions because of the fucking Lewis lines.
Oh right. Oh, but yeah, even when there was no Lewis, we didn't have that.
And they were bigger.
Were they?
Now they're bleeding. Just you know, not even
just
the size
cars
of a room.
That are covered in flowers and all.
Crap. Absolutely.
People waving
crap.
And just like sitting on a flicker.
They used to give out sweets. They don't do that. They don't even do that anymore. I remember, I'm pretty sure it was Denny, was giving out hot cocktail sausages to people in the crowd.
Gone
when I was a
days.
Kid. And I was eating them like there was no tomorrow. It's great. You won't be getting fucking food out of people's hands fed to you these days.
Not at all. 20 quid a hot dog. I imagine.
Yeah, dead right. You're dead right as well. But yeah, you admit you'd... But anyway, I was kind of raging as well. I should have just bleeding stayed at home, but you can't when you have kids, so...
When I was younger, Paddy's Day was the one.
Mm.
Like, that was the... Get the cans, lads. We're going somewhere.
Yep.
And you'd be everywhere and anywhere.
Oh, I had good fun last night watching the Temple Bar 24/7 camera. That was my night in.
Was it bananas?
It was pretty bananas.
I rang Amy there a few weeks ago when I was in Temple Bar and I was like, yo, go on the Oak. And then I forgot where it was, like. And then I had to go, because I was outside a different pub and I was like doing this and all. I can't see it, like. I don't know what I was doing. I just wanted to. And I was doing all this and all. And then she's like, it's like, is it the Temple Bar it's out facing?
Yeah.
Yeah. So she's like, it's the Temple Bar. And I was like, oh shit. And like, I went to that. And she just kept pretending that she couldn't see me. Like, do it like this and do a seal and all. And I was like, I have a video of it, like, somewhere.
How was that?
And while I was doing it, I was going to, like, the premiere of that Sacred Vows.
Oh, Sacred Vows, yeah.
And I'm literally doing a seal. I'm, like, throwing my hands up and all like this on my own. And Tom Von Lala just walks by me.
No way.
What are the chances?
I was just like that.
Ooh, all right.
Can you see me now?
He probably didn't know there was a camera there, and you just look like a lunatic swinging your arms. Look at me, I'm famous.
He literally walked by me. I'll show it. I've got it somewhere. You can see him in it walking by. Like,
you can see Tom Von Lala in the video.
You wouldn't know it was him though. Like, but if I show you that, you'd make it out. Like,
oh, brilliant
on the live cam. Funny that you mentioned it.
That's brilliant. That's so funny that Tom Von Lala walked by. Nidgy.
Going to his premiere and I'm fucking just standing there doing seals.
Amazing.
I'm pretty sure they looked back at one point on the live feed. They're like, what's the story with him? I want to be an actor. Let me in the film. I want to be in the film.
I've done an audition on Zoom today.
Seeing you said something in the group about that, how did you do that?
Just an audition on Zoom, like, and it's really awkward because you don't know where to be looking. Like, do you be looking at the screen or do you pretend like there's someone in the room with you when you're like performing it? So it was really awkward. But there was one particularly awkward part, and I'm just like, oh, I must have came across like such a... I knew the director and I knew the casting agent, so I was a little bit comfortable on the call, and we were waiting for somebody, and they said, okay, so we'll do the slates anyway while we're waiting. And the slates are where you give a little bit of information about yourself before the performance. And they said, say your name, if you're in any ads, say if you have a full driving license and the date. And I was like, yeah, okay, grand. And then I said, I said, Joe McGuckin, I'm not in any ads at the minute. I have a full driver's license and it's the 18th of the 6th, 2026.
I think.
And they start breaking their shit laughing. And I was like,
They
start laughing, yeah. And I was like, what? And they were like, we didn't mean like say today's date. Like say that you're free on the date that they're supposed to be shooting. And I was like, oh, you're fucking idiot, Joe. But so how was I supposed to know that? Anyway, then we were looking up the dates, and it's supposed to be on the 26th of March, which is the same day that Ireland's playing Czechia. And I said, oh, I suppose I won't be able to go to Prague now. Like, I'll have to cancel my flight to Prague now. And then they kind of laughed at that. And then in the back of my head, I was like thinking, shit, this is an audition. Like, did that come across as really presumptuous? Oh, as like, yeah, you yeah, got yeah, that? Yeah. Do you know what I mean? And I'm like, oh, even now thinking about it.
Probably read
it
because, as you said, you knew them, like.
I think it was just, I wasn't even thinking about it. I was just thinking, oh, it's the same day as the match. I'm just going to throw this out. Like,
haha.
Yeah, like, I'll have to cancel the flight now. But it was just, fuck.
Did you laugh after you said it?
A little bit, but yeah. I still think that even made it more arrogant. Oh. It seemed like really arrogant.
I came across that way.
Oh, your man's fucking confident, isn't he? He thinks he's leading Hazard.
Relax, pal. We have like other people up next.
Yeah, only a fucking audition. So,
I don't want to hear your fucking life story. Many kids have you got? Come on, tell us.
Did you? He didn't even know what fucking date meant.
When's that on again? 26th. I have dinner booked. We'll see what happens though.
I'll try Fitches in. Oh god. So I'm just fucking cringing about that.
So I done the fucking hunky dory ad over Zoom. Now that I think of it.
Yeah. It's awkward, isn't it?
Yeah, it's weird. Can you scream louder? Yeah. Ah.
Me mask next door. I'm trying
you
to
do it like where you actually like visualise the crisp on the table coming on a conveyor belt and then scream. Just like, sweat, look, keep the oil on. Yeah. Ah. Any other crack?
Go on, give us something there, darling, will you? I'm after telling you everything that I've done now. Give me something that you've done.
I've done it all.
Tell me about it all.
What are you laughing at? It's just went. Man, it took me 3 days to just do wardrobes and shit.
Took you 3 days.
On and off, in between doing other bits, like. So just, that was me for the last fucking while. Painting and all.
What were you painting?
The walls. And the dog.
Really?
A little bit on the dog's back.
Where do you get the time?
If they make time.
Painting. I downloaded a new game. I've never downloaded a demo. And then I played the demo and I was like, I ran out of time because the demo just gives you 2 hours.
A demo?
A demo, of it's like a trial.
On the PlayStation?
On the PlayStation.
What's the game?
Expedition 33. Do you like PlayStation?
I haven't played a game in some years now.
I had to buy it. And I hate buying games. Because
the demo was that good?
The demo was just so good. It's such a good fucking game.
What do you do on it?
It's like, it's hard to describe, but it's kind of like turn-based fighting. So like the enemy goes, and it's almost like a card game, but it's also like a video game. Like you can dodge on time and stuff like that. But you're on a mission in a different world to kind of save humanity. And
what much was this game?
It was £50. But it was so good. The trial was so good. And I was like, fuck. Because what I do is I just have PlayStation Plus, which is £20 a month, and you can just play the games that's on the catalogue. And they update it every month. They stick new games on it. So we'll just play whatever's there. But whatever's there is usually a game that's outdated. It's kind of like from 2021 or 2 or something like that. And they're all kind of, I don't know, meh. So it's just like, just have a look in the real store. Because I'm such a tight bastard. So paying £50 for a video game was, it hurt me. But I just think the game is class.
Let me Google it. I want more information. I wanted to play like a flight simulator or something.
Oh yeah, get on the PSVR too. I think they're releasing Microsoft Expedition 33. I think it's well received. I think it's won a lot of awards.
It's been very well received. It's been very well received.
10 out of 10.
10 out of 10. Some game.
I haven't played a game in, I'd say, 10 months.
You're too busy painting the gaff and fixing wardrobes.
I painted the PlayStation. Painted everything.
It's all painted.
Yeah, because you get a bit on somewhere, you have to paint the rest of it.
Yeah, you can't wipe it off.
Paint lampshades and all. It just avoids having to, like, you know, put tape around it and I'll just paint it all. Yeah, but I haven't went near the PlayStation now in a while.
Did you get your mad aunt noise for Mars Day?
Forgot about that as well. So many things happening, wasn't it?
Just write them down.
I got her a candle.
Oh, lovely. Yankee. Yeah.
White Company.
White Company. Never heard of it.
It's like the Black Company, but white.
Nice.
Yeah. There's no such thing as the black company. The white company. You heard of this one?
No.
It's like Rituals, but like white company.
Do you love it?
Expensive. Silly money, like, for a candle.
How much?
30 or something.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Nearly the price of his game for a candle.
For a candle?
That goes after 2 days or something.
Oh.
Jesus, Darren.
They saw you. I gave her money in a card and flowers.
You just can't get rid of your money quick enough.
Too much. Too much. Says the fella that doesn't have a gaff. Yeah, you just have to find ways of getting rid of it. Might open a little coffee truck or something. Call it the Buddy Cup.
Just get more Pokemon cards.
That's the plan. I'll just keep investing.
I like that you call it investing.
That's why I'm looking around the room.
You expect some resistance. Some snorting.
Just someone just to go. I remember, like, back in the day, people, like, there was not, people didn't have bank accounts. They just had stacks of cash all over the gaff.
Yeah.
I remember asking me nanny for money to go to shopping and she just like whip out notes from under the wallpaper and all.
My old boy used to carry a wad of cash in his back pocket. That was it.
Really?
Never used an ATM in his life.
Really?
Mm. My nanny. He'd keep leaving it in telephone boxes.
Yeah.
And
really?
People would hand it in.
My nanny's never, still to this day, has had a bank account. Maybe like, I think like she just pays bills through like the post office or something.
Isn't it mad? Bertie Ahern was the Taoiseach of our country and he was embroiled in scandal and they said, let us see your bank details. Let's see your bank. Don't have a bank account. Okay.
Minister for Finance.
Checks out the Minister for Finance. Yeah. Doesn't have a fucking bank account.
Did he really not like?
Well, that's what he said.
That's what he said. That's what he said.
I did, but I don't now.
I don't have a... That was a cracker, wasn't it? That's the most brazen thing politician probably has ever done.
It's up there.
Isn't it?
Yeah. Do you carry cash?
I have some coinage.
Would you carry a certain amount of notes?
No.
In your wallet?
No. I don't even have a wallet anymore.
I don't have a wallet.
I have like a little card clicker thing. Cards pop up.
Do you have a stack of change for delivery guys? Tips?
Don't even ask. Don't be silly.
Stupid.
Do you? Mad. I have.
I don't.
Three or four.
I don't think he knows the situation, does he?
You know I don't tip delivery drivers.
It's from the stall at Lore. That's a stall at Lore.
Is it? Yeah. Sorry, I did not realise. I should have realised.
Fucking hell.
Because you're
call yourself. You should know. You should know this.
You only came in halfway through.
Fuck. Right.
That's true.
So you'd keep a stack of coins.
I'll have about a minimum of 3 2-euro coins on the sideboard, yeah.
How much would you give them?
Two.
2 euro?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'd rather give them nothing. Darren's thinking 2 euro, slap in the face. They throw that back in your face.
I give them a candle
from the white company.
Yeah,
I smell that. I'll open that words there.
I'll bring them in, let them play Expedition 33 for half an hour.
I'll bring them in.
Come in, fader.
I do have the curry with them. I'll get a plate there.
Give you a spoonful. Here comes the airplane.
Who's it for? You and the other half. Oh, me and you.
Come in. Meal about two, you must be hungry.
Take out a chicken ball, there you go, mate.
Just leave him there and lock the doors and all. And then when he's trying to go, like, no, stay where you are, we're having dessert.
Yeah, make me.
Get pyjamas out for him and all.
And he's like,
give him a bath.
I have to go.
Give him a bath.
The sound of the bath running.
Yeah. Imagine the horror of that. Jeez, that's a horror.
And you humming.
Oh, God.
Just going around, just doing your bits, like, just as if no one's there. He's not even there. You're just, like, going about your night.
This is kind of a tuneless whistle.
This is terrifying.
Yeah, don't mind now if I just lock this after me and I'm going to run you a bat.
You must be mad sweaty.
He'd be like that. Bollocks. Oh, no. What am I have to do? What am I have to get myself into?
But, like, everything's innocent. You're just like, okay, I'm after leaving pyjamas on the bed.
Yeah. No, but you're being really nice. I'm not even going to do that. It's just like weird. Like,
but the nicer you are, the more like freaky it is.
Yeah, I hope you don't mind eggs Benedict in the morning.
I'm going to read you a bedtime story, but you read an entire book to him. That's just pure torture.
Sit there watching like loads of auditions of the X Factor, failed auditions from the X Factor.
Joe's auditions.
Just YouTube auditions. Yeah, auditions on YouTube. Britain's Got Talent.
Like, was it Liam Payne that was with Charlotte Cole?
Yeah.
Did you ever see the audition of him, like, winking at Charlotte Cole? Like, he was 16.
I think so. I remember, I remember that.
And they go, she has a child for him now.
He's dead, though.
Was it him? Definitely him and not Harry Styles, yeah?
Yeah.
Lane Payne, yeah.
Bear is the name of the child or something like
that. Is it?
Yeah, yeah.
I just think that's mad. She just seemed so much older than him. She was. She was so much older than him.
Good few years.
Fuck me.
I stop and stare at you. Walk. Remember that one?
No.
No.
I'm down that rabbit hole. Said that to you as if like you've seen them all.
What's the Backstreet Boys one where oh yeah, we're called Cleek or Click, and then all three of them click every single time they say we're Click.
Yeah.
And your man done like a backflip into a splits. And you were class.
We were only saying that the other week, weren't we? That about you used to not miss an episode of The X Factor.
It was a big deal.
Your Saturday night starts here. Does it, Dermot O'Leary? Yeah.
Dun, 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 dun. Oh, I used to
is
run.
Is Dermot O'Leary Irish?
His parents are.
Lineage, Irish lineage.
Both of them?
I think so, yeah. He's got a shamrock tattoo on his ankle.
Well, then he must be Irish.
That's fact, yeah.
Because we all
guaranteed
have. Don't
Irish.
You have a... have one. You have one.
I have one. One that's Irish has a shamrock tattoo. Mine just happens to be a birthmark. Yeah, because he's claimed to be Irish then, isn't he, as well? Like, he said that.
He's plastic, Irish.
Plastic Paddy?
Plastic Paddy?
He's Plastic Paddy, yeah. But his parents are pretty... Like, Jimmy Carr's parents are Irish as well.
There's always a bit of Irish in them, isn't there? Somewhere. Conan O'Brien, ah, we're in Irish, yeah. Yeah, sure, yeah. Obama, oh, yeah.
What a stretch.
They all love to be Irish. For what?
Yeah, it's Kennedy, right. The arse.
Oh, I love Ireland. Oh, the greatest load of punts and wants. A load of Americans coming over. Oh, yeah, I love Ireland. Well, I tell you, it's the greatest load of punts and wants.
You all right?
Oh, it's just watering. It's very sad.
Tragic.
I was seeing all the stuff online about the Oscar Wilde and reminding me of that. When we were there, when we bunked in with your bravery, I'm always back in the background just going, oh, yeah, I can't do that, but you can try it.
That's very nice of the same, man. Appreciate that. With me brazenness, me fucking... We never even said on the podcast how we got in, did we?
I don't know if we ever said it now. We are always like, oh, we bunked in or whatever. But we told the people, gonna have to say it now.
we got in.
We were the Coronas.
Yeah, we said we were the Coronas. Bumped into Danny from the Coronas on the plane.
Yeah, and they were. People say, oh, we're playing there, like, and blah, blah, blah. I'm like, no way. And then we were just like, well, like, we have to try some to get in there somehow. We were just like, we're with Spin 103.8. It's an Irish radio station in Dublin. And they were like, yeah, no, you can't come in. Like, bollocks, but we've like 100,000 followers on Instagram. Showing them and all, please.
Let me inside.
And then he went up the side and he was like, oh, I'm going to try up here. And then he was just like, yeah, we're the Coronas, we're doing the music here. And I was just like, smiling. And then they just gave us lanyards and I just in there like that. Here, let them have it. Yep.
Oh, stop.
Good times.
The Coronas were stuck outside like, how the fuck are we getting in?
It's like something from The Simpsons.
Yeah.
That's so funny.
Yeah, and then like, they were watching. Like, the Coronas are playing. All handsome men. We're just like, oh, shoy. And like, you could see there was like secret agents with like canapes on little trays going around with microphones going, yeah, I can see them there. Like, yeah.
Talking into their wrists. Yeah.
Eyeballing us like.
Three little scrouts, yeah. There's three little scrouts at the bar, yeah. Taking advantage of the free bar, yeah. Yep. No, they don't look out like the Coronas.
And Samantha Mumba was there.
She was, yeah.
Said hello.
She said hello to you, yeah. She's a big fan of yours.
She me on Instagram, though, doesn't matter.
Oh.
Don't lose sleep over it, even though I do.
Did she unfollow you?
Yeah. I talked about it on the Conways. I found a CD. This is how I found out she unfollowed me. I found a CD single that she signed to me from like late 90s to early, like when she was doing her thing, when she started off. Like, and I was going to send her a photo of her saying, look what I found. That's mad. Like, because she knew it was over there. She said, how are you? Like,
yeah.
And I went down. I just like, you know, when you click following and you say, oh, maybe she doesn't follow me. She didn't. And I was like, no way. That really crushed me. Because I was a big fan of horse.
Did the CD just fall out of your hand?
No, I held on. I preserved the CD for like 30 years.
Do you still have it?
Yeah. Give me a reason to stay.
Banger.
It's always on Railing in the Ears.
It is.
Yeah. Why did he always use the same songs?
I mean, they're not supposed to. Like, it's supposed to be a song from that year.
The rights to them.
She like, just released the same.
Railing in. Well, it has, that's the theme song. And then it's like Samantha Mumba. And then, what's the other one? We're not gonna be another brick in the wall. Protest outside the door. La, la, la. It's always the same. Isn't it?
No, yeah. It's not. It's always a song
we're
from the year.
You choose that. One is like, when you see that, yeah. When you hear that coming on, it's like, oh God, IRA.
Yeah.
What have they been up to? What have they done now?
What's been bombed now?
Oh God.
The IRA.
Fuck's sake.
It's not the same catalogue of songs in every single year that they're railing in.
Ah, nice. It'd be interesting to talk to somebody from, it's a great show. It's so well put together. Like there's an IRA travesty.
Cranberries. It'd be cranberries.
83 people killed.
Zombie.
Oh, zombie.
Be another IRA. Standard issue, yeah. The fucking rabbit are doing something again now here.
Here we go. Get the zombie.
I seen a guard vaping today.
No way.
Is that weird?
Yeah.
But he was like standing against the wall with his foot against the wall, just looking around vaping in a full guardy uniform. I was like, is he supposed to do that?
That's strange.
I gotta get it, like some of them smoke or whatever, but like, I thought it was weird to look at.
Is it legal?
But it was real, like, it was a very upbrow stance and all.
Maybe he thought he was undercover and then didn't realise, oh, fuck, I'm wearing my outfit.
It's just like, so, like, just a big puff of a vape, and I was like,
could have been a bank robbery going on, and he was like,
is that weird?
Dressed up.
Yeah, that is so weird. That's really weird, yeah.
That's odd. That is odd, yeah.
You should have got his badge number.
I don't care what he's up to.
Should have took a video, sent it to This Is Dublin. What a day, what a city.
Throw that up on next day, mate. Get that, it's trending. Oh, stop. I'm going to bounce.
Are you?
Yeah, no, I'm done now.
Okay.
Finished talking.
Okay. You all done?
You only talk for so much. Like.
There's only so many words in the day.
I felt like we gained legs towards the end here on this episode.
You tired?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tired of your shit.
You.
And your shit.
It's all the wardrobes.
Tell your hands to be sore the next day from all that twisting.
All that manual labour.
Jesus. I was fast at this one though. I was like,
I'm sure.
At one point, I didn't even look at the instructions.
Stop.
And I got a little.
That's why you have to keep electric, replacing them every 2 weeks.
I got an electric drill, like a smallish one that is four. That sort.
Screws, like.
Just like, straight in.
Game changer.
So much quicker.
Game changer.
Good job.
Right. Enough of me.
Go on.
More of.
I'll talk to you next week then.
See you then. See you, Ed.
Good luck now.
See you, Ed.
Bye.
Today's episode is supported by Spun Out. You know, I've definitely noticed people being way more open online about mental health lately.
Yeah, and that's a good thing. Especially when people are talking honestly about stuff like self-harm or eating disorders or suicide.
But it can also feel a bit tricky, like you want to respond well, but you're not always sure what the safest thing to say is.
Exactly. And that's what Safer Conversations Online is all about. It's a free online course from Spun Out, supported by the HSE.
It's practical and really easy to get through, with short videos, clear explainers and stories from real people.
Plus, some interactive bits that help you think about how you actually show up in conversations online.
So whether you're posting, replying or just trying to support someone,
it's a really useful one to check out.
You'll find it at spunout.ie/safer conversations.
That's spunout.ie/safer conversations.